This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Here for hour number three. 3 hours of radio, live radio, radio you can call in. And you can change the topic to whatever interests you. This is not you have to talk about what the hosts want to talk about it. We've been all over the board tonight. I mean, we have been talking about, we talked about Argentina, and
we've been over the bank board, but not really outside of that.
Yeah.
It's been mostly a money show tonight.
It has mostly been money, but we talked about how Argentines are having a difficult time affording birth control, story about Argentina and the high price of condoms. We talked about J.P. Morgan Chase's precious metals desk and three guys that were working there. They were new employees. They'd only been there for about 10 years of actively manipulating the silver market so they could get rich off of it. The question remains is, well, who else at J.P. Morgan Chase might have known what was going on? And I guess we'll just kind of follow that story. But Ian, you wanted to change things. Well, we'll stick with money. We'll stick with good, honest money like the Venezuelan Petro.
Yes.
Yeah, not so much.
Not honest?
No, I wouldn't say so.
You're telling me that a government is putting out a cryptocurrency and you don't believe that it's honest.
I've never heard of a government putting out an honest currency.
No, and so, I mean, the writing was on the wall, obviously, for that reason when they first introduced this concept of the supposedly oil-backed Petro. Which then became like oil and diamond and gold backed, like they were going to just throw everything that's valuable behind the so-called Petro.
So tell us about the Petro.
And of course they do that by just creating a stack of stable coins on Stellar. They don't even need to offer their own framework.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't be in control.
Yeah,
exactly.
Let's talk just about what is the Petro. I mean, is it like Bitcoin?
Well, that's the thing. It's not really clear exactly to me what it is. I know at one point you had downloaded the Petro wallet.
Yep.
How'd that go for you?
Didn't work.
Meaning you couldn't download it at all?
I got it downloaded. I got it installed. When I tried any functionality and realized I have a very poor grasp of
Spanish
or Portuguese or whatever spoken in Venezuela.
Spanish in Venezuela.
Yeah,
Portuguese is only in Brazil
there,
South America.
But it just didn't really appear. Now, if there were actual Petros out there, I could have loaded into my wallet. We could have had more of a test, but I downloaded the wallet. They had that out, but as far as I know, is the Petro actually released into the wild?
That's one of the things that I've been trying to figure out here because, we every now and then we'll, like maybe every several months, we'll kind of check in on the Petro and
right.
See if we can figure out whether anybody can actually get these things. And the last time we talked about the Petro, it was supposedly being introduced into very heavily regulated Venezuelan crypto exchanges. And that so the idea would be that you could get the Petro if you were a Venezuelan and you could, you know, go through their know your customer process to prove, you know, your whatever the equivalent of the Venezuelan social security number and show your ID. And supposedly they were available, but very limited as far as the number of exchanges. And it was very confusing as to whether or not you could actually get the Petro. There are several articles that I've just been sort of poring over the last hour to try to get an idea of what the current status of these things are today. According to, there's the latest news about the Petro is that Venezuela's largest bank, which is it's a government-run bank.
Okay.
The Bank of Venezuela. They have now, I guess, changed their website to have some sort of a cryptocurrency area in which you can purportedly acquire the Petro. Now, this is, what they're suggesting here in some of these news articles is that the way the site is laid out suggests that perhaps the Bank of Venezuela will add other cryptocurrencies at some point that people could then purchase those through the bank.
Well, that'll be trustworthy.
That's wildly speculative, you know, at this point. The Venezuelan government, of course, has been acting as though the Petro is this wild success, while on the other hand, a lot of people on the outside are, you know, not so impressed, including this story I have here from Luigino Bracci. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's from VenezuelaAnalysis.com. And what's interesting about this story, and it's a little bit detailed, I'll try to, you know, skip around through it, but what's interesting about this is the guy writing it apparently is a chavismo, which is an individual who is on the side of the government, the status quo. He would have supported Chavez back when Chavez was running Venezuela.
Right.
And presumably supports Maduro to whatever extent is necessary to continue the status quo there. And he does a pretty good kind of rundown from his perspective on the Petro. So he talks about, again, this is from Venezuela Analysis. And so the story is regarding another article by a Venezuelan economist, which caused some controversy, entitled, "One Year from the Recovery, Growth, and Prosperity Plan, What of the Petro?" And this individual was trying to take stock of the Venezuelan so-called cryptocurrency 12 months after Nicolas Maduro had launched economic measures of great importance for the country.
Did those measures include 130,000% inflation? That's what it's running in 2019.
Yeah, it's pretty bad over there. You're talking about the Bolivar Soberano, which is the government currency in Venezuela. And supposedly the Petro was going to slow the inflation, right? At least that's what the pitch was. Well, now it's going to be backed by oil, so therefore we've got value behind it. And, of course, nothing has slowed down because, well, governments inflate currencies, and the Venezuelan government loves to inflate theirs, and they've no reason to stop. Gavazut, who's the original author of the article he's talking about here, lands strong criticism against those who advocated the elimination of currency controls, pointing out how little this has helped solve hyperinflation and the crisis. However, perhaps the most controversial thing about the article was his opinion of the Petro, which can be summed up as another shocking failure. He even goes so far.
I'm shocked to find out there's gambling going on in here. You're winning, sir. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm not clear. It's not clear that that's supposed to be a tongue-in-cheek reference, you know, or that he actually is shocked.
I don't know which would be funnier.
Yeah. He even goes so far as to claim that, quote, the Petro, having been described as the China's most influential risk qualifier, the Dagang Agency, as a, quote, financial genius, unquote, is nothing more than the laughingstock of the cryptocurrency world.
Was he a stable genius? That's the question.
Yeah. Well, when communists start calling you a genius, you might be really wrong.
Oh, man.
He says further, what an outrageous disappointment, unquote. He explains the Petro's explicit objectives were to strengthen the sovereign bolivar, the paper currency, that is to halt devaluation and even reverse it by pegging the value of our currency to the country's oil wealth and attracting foreign investment to the national foreign exchange market.
So was there supposed to be a peg between the Petro and oil and between the Petro and the bolivar?
No. It's just hoping you're going to get lost in all
this.
I
don't understand how the Petro would have any effect at all on the value of the bolivar except to give somebody another state-sanctioned way. It's not going to increase the value of the bolivar. It's going to decrease it.
Yeah, so they initially, and when Maduro initially announced the Petro, he announced an issuance of 100 million Petro. So, I mean, if you look at some Bitcoin, or Bitcoin Cash for that matter, the issuance 21
million.
Is 21 million. Mm-hmm. That's kind of reasonable. When they, you know, right out of the gates, we're going to do 100 million.
Well, that means they must have 100 million barrels of oil that they've got ready to go. In case you want to come exchange your Petro for some barrels.
Right? And then we're free to grow that up to 5.9 billion Petros, so they must have 5.9 billion.
Well, they may have 5.9 billion in the ground, but if they could get it out of the ground, they wouldn't be starving.
Exactly.
I can tell you more about it. Come up.
Yeah, please. 855 450 free. What do you think about the petro? Or more to the point,
do you have one?
Yeah, do you have one? What do you think about governments controlling your money? Because that's really what this is about. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You might be living in a free country, but are you living a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business, or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, or hit us up on Discord, Discord, a very cool app. Just load the app. You can get it in your app store. Use your high-speed internet connection. Use your high-quality microphone. Contact us here at the show. Find out how at discord.freetalklive.com. And you will sound just like you're in the studio with us when you call in. The us in studio is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
And we have been talking the Petro, the Venezuelan cryptocurrency that is alleged to exist, but I've never seen proof of it. Maybe it does. They keep talking about it like it's a real thing, but I've never been able to find any proof of that. So maybe it exists, maybe it doesn't.
What does the article say? Is there any indication of that?
Whether it exists or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. The supposed Petro is allegedly available through...
that's kind of couching your words there.
Well,
I get it. I understand.
I'm saying supposed because it's promised that they're going to back it with things, and I suspect that if you go knocking on whatever governmental bank, central banking door, Petro office, and demand your... a barrel of oil and your fraction of a diamond or whatever it is. I'm not still not clear what it is that
exactly.
is actually
well,
backing.
That's the thing is they're saying they're going to back it with things, but they've never said how much of what.
Well, supposedly a barrel of oil.
Yeah, that was the original thing.
Petro is supposed to be worth one barrel of oil?
Yeah. Yes, but then they
sweeten. Like about $55.
And it's supposedly a $60 price, U.S. dollar, mind you, price for a Petro. So it's all, I think they've pegged it to $60 rather than however many hundreds of thousands of bolivar that might be or tens of thousands.
Oh, good God. So they've pegged it to the dollar price of oil rather than pegging it to actual oil, even though they've got oil and they don't have any dollars. These people are insane.
So you got some calls. We can talk more about the Petro coming up.
Yeah, we're going to go to Russ in California.
$10.
Russ.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
You're on the radio.
You're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey, Russ.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a $1,000 bolivar bill.
Oh, you have
one.
Be you have a bill. Okay.
And
the bolivars, though.
Are you saying, sir, that you have one of these, or are you just talking generally about them?
Well, you said bolivar, not petrol.
One.
You have a bolivar.
Right.
You have a 1,000 bolivar note?
Right. Right.
Okay, that's not worth much.
Well, the banks won't touch it.
No, of course they won't. Why would they?
I don't know.
I've got 50 million Zimbabwe dollars.
We got 10 trillion Zimbabwe dollars right up there on that wall, I think, or maybe 1 trillion, but who's counting?
They go up to trillions now?
They did.
Oh,
no,
sure.
No, those are old.
Yeah, there's.
Oh,
those
wow.
Are
I gave somebody a sandwich for that $50 million. I got ripped off.
Hey, I might be able to get a piece of bologna.
Yeah, some bologna. Not in Venezuela.
See, that's what the people at the Venezuelan Treasury should be doing for a side gig. They should be selling their money for overseas for novelty value.
So if you've got a 1,000 bolivar, and by the way, you probably don't have the new Bolivar Soberano. You probably have the old Bolivar Fuerte, I would guess. Unless you've been down there recently or somehow ordered this recently, because it was a year ago in 2018, in August, that they changed from the Bolivar Fuerte to the Bolivar Soberano, which means the Bolivar, the strong Bolivar, which is Fuerte, and then Soberano means sovereign. So now it's a better currency. They knocked five zeros off the end of the old Bolivar Fuerte. By the way, according to DolarToday.com, always got to check this website when you're talking about Venezuela. Right now, you
now
can
is
get,
that Dolar.com? D-O-L-O-R?
No, D-O-L-A-R, Dolar.
Okay.
DolarToday.com.
Because Dolar is their word for pain. So
okay.
Well, it works both ways. Yeah.
Pain Today would be a great name for a Venezuelan.
If you have one U.S. dollar in Venezuela and you go into the black market, you can get approximately 20,000 Bolivar Soberano for one U.S. dollar. I remember back when we first talked about the Soberano Bolivar, it was trading at about 76 to 1 a year ago in August.
Wow.
So that's your... There's your,
so
there's
apparently
your inflation.
Nobody believes that they're going to be able to trade each of these 20,000 things for a $55 drum of oil.
Yeah.
Well, you would need 20,000 times 55 in that case.
Well, not but the thing is, I'm saying that if one of these Petros is supposed to be a drum of oil, then, you know, there's no way that they're that a drum of oil that you can get 20,000 drums of oil for a dollar. So obviously nobody believes that one of these Petros is worth a drum of oil.
What was your point tonight, caller? Besides, you know, ragging on the boulevard,
which is always fair.
I wasn't ragging. Y'all were.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You mean you want to take my Petro or my?
I was seriously wondering if it was worth anything than wiping my dog's butt with.
No,
I think
your dog deserves better.
Yeah, your dog deserves better.
Get some paper towels or some napkins or something like that.
Hey, yeah, Russ, thanks. Be safer.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for your call, man.
You know, there's ink on that stuff, so who knows what.
Yeah,
you don't have to do that, by the way. The dog will take care of herself.
That's true.
So in Venezuela, you have a government that runs the central bank, and the government is not hampered by printing money. When they print money, money loses value, and now you have a case of what we have in Venezuela. People starving, people that have eaten zoo animals because there was no other food to eat because the government wants to keep printing money so they have money. This destroys everyone else, and the same thing is occurring to various degrees in almost every country in the world.
Well, here's more from the assessment of a supporter of the status quo in Venezuela, a so-called Chavismo. Which is the first time I've actually ever read anything written by a Chavismo. Normally, when
I didn't
know
they could write.
When we talk about these issues, it's usually from a critic of Venezuela. But in this case, he's somewhat critical of the status of the Petro. He says the Petro looked to provide a means of circumventing sanctions in the international financial system, particularly the SWIFT interbank transfer system. It was intended, because, you know, there's a lot of sanctions against Venezuela. They can't move money around easily.
Sure.
It was intended to be a means to be able to make international payments without going through SWIFT, and thereby circumventing difficulties in favor of the normal development of our foreign trade. Needless to say, none of these goals were achieved. When a project fails to achieve its goals, it's declared unsuccessful, and that's that. Then he gets into some Twitter goings-on between different sides. We're going to skip that. And he says here that... So then he talks about the U.S. government and their sanctions, and certainly that makes an analysis of these things difficult, because it's always easy for the socialist to say, well, it's because of the U.S. government. If it weren't for the government sanctions, we would be doing just fine here. And he does a little bit of that in this story, but he still admits that ultimately the Petro has not been a raving success. We can talk more about it coming up.
The SWIFT system is an international organization, but, you know, the U.S. has a lot of pull with this organization. 855, 453, that's when we implement things like embargoes and things like that, say money can't flow where money wants to flow. We can get that done because we have the petrodollar, not to be confused with the Petro. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, a man in New Jersey indicted for terrorist activities. The feds say he scouted dozens of prominent buildings and locations in New York City, including the Statue of Liberty, the Empire State Building, the New York Stock Exchange, and Times Square as possible locations to attack. Also on his hit list, the United Nations building on the East Side. This revelation coming just a week prior to the annual General Assembly meeting there. The Hezbollah operative, Alexei Saab, 42 years old, facing 9 federal charges. The feds say he also surveilled buildings in Washington, D.C. and Boston. In other news, Israel divided, a third election possible, as Benjamin Netanyahu in the Likud party tied with Benny Gantz in his blue and white party in an extremely close election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down the floor for my medical conferences, but since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you can call and get on the air. We've got some time left, and I've got some open phone lines. I'd love to talk to you about whatever topic is on your mind. We've been talking about the Petro. That is a Venezuelan cryptocurrency created by their government, allegedly. We say allegedly because none of us have ever been able to actually verify that the Petro is ever anything. Has it been released? I mean, does anybody own a Petro? If you own a Petro, give us a call.
We should set somebody out who knows Spanish to find out if there's a Petro. That would be a good place to start.
They supposedly do exist. Okay, so we haven't
seen
people
who speak Spanish? Oh, yeah, there's thousands of them.
No, the Petro. supposedly, they exist, and they can be acquired on Venezuelan exchanges regulated by the government under strict know-your-customer requirements. And ostensibly, they are trading for less than $60, which is what they're supposed to... US dollars, mind you, is what their supposed price is supposed to be. But there are there's an article over at Bitcoin.com from April where they talk about what they call OTC or over-the-counter trading groups on like Telegram, where people are trading these things. So there are places outside of the exchanges to find them. Now, what wallet actually...
You should go check one of those out, because I'd like to know how an exchange, how a Telegram exchange works.
It's just OTC, meaning that you just find somebody who wants to sell, who's willing to sell for whatever price. I don't know if they have escrow or how exactly it works, but it's just a chat room where people are buying and selling.
Okay.
But again, it doesn't. There's no way for us to go right now and be like, well, what's the current price of a Petro? We can't check in on CoinMarketCap and see, because there's no public data that I know of from any of these Venezuelan exchanges. You don't get to see anything like that unless you get into the exchange and pass their Know Your Customer.
And you or you have enough faith in the Venezuelan government to believe that you can exchange one petro for one barrel of oil. And you could look up the barrel of oil for an average cost there. But that's assuming you trust them, and I don't trust them. Nobody
does. This Chavismo, who's writing the story here at Venezuela, I think it's Venezuela Analysis, VenezuelaAnalysis.com, he's not even sure what it really means to be backed, and he's going to get into that here by a barrel of oil.
Well, unless you're backed by a finite quantity, which is stated, it doesn't mean anything. Nothing at all.
No, and of course, it's a government... deal. So if Maduro decides, well, now by the wave of my fiat wand, I just have determined that it is no longer a full barrel of oil. It is now a half a barrel of oil. I mean, he can do this anytime.
I meant a quarter barrel.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what happens.
So a little more of his analysis. So again, this is somebody who's on the side of Maduro, who's looking at the last year of the supposed Petro. And he talks about how whenever the government in Venezuela proposes a new plan or idea, it gets railed on by all these, you know, international publications. People on the internet pile on. And he says that we in Chavismo, unfortunately, have become accustomed to responding to this critique by doing the opposite. We unanimously applaud every idea that comes from our side, often without thinking about it, without meditating, and without debating it. Once a project is born, there's a debate internally somewhere. He says, I suppose in the national leadership of the ruling United Socialist Party, or somewhere, but once it's approved and publicly announced...
How can he read, how can he proofread his own article and stay convinced that this is a good idea?
Once it's approved and publicly announced, everyone supports it, and anyone who does not is suspected of treason. They are criticized, insulted, or pushed aside. Someone who knows that something's going to go wrong has no significant outlet in which to say so. Personally, I think that in the first stage of Petro, people who were not trained, who did not have all the necessary economic and technical knowledge or political commitment, were appointed to be in charge of this very important project. Finally, they had to be removed. Despite this, we all supported the project in good faith and kept any reservations we had to ourselves, knowing that if we firebomb the nation project with criticism and doubts, we would help make it a shipwreck. So, you know, they're doing their good Chavismo thing and staying quiet.
Yeah, but that's not the thing, because when you pretend that something that isn't going to work is going to work, then what you do is you pour resources into the wrong places.
Right. This is the emperor has no clothes.
Somebody was getting a salary. There were probably a squad of people in the Chavismo government, or the Chavez government, or Maduro, I guess now.
Yeah.
They were getting paid to do something, and nothing they did.
There was a whole lot of nothing.
Anything.
For 2 years, we looked, man. We couldn't find any evidence. No smoke, no fire.
In a socialist government, you're not going to have accountability. That is a feature of that. That is something that is part of it.
Like he said, he didn't even know where these decisions get made.
Of course not.
Well, you never do, because everything, you can't make them in the legislature. Okay. No. The legislature could not act fast enough. It couldn't do enough transactions per second. It's like Bitcoin.
Right.
So it has to be done in the executive branch, and it has to be done by fiat, because remember, markets, how many times a day does a market price change?
Infinite.
How could any one person catch up with that? And that's just one price of one item.
Right. Well, you've got to make the exact price the right price for every product.
But the right price changes from moment to moment because conditions change from moment to moment.
In your American capitalist pig view, yes, but in Russia it was
easy. I'm talking about physics.
In Russia, they
read the Sears catalog to find out what things cost in America, which is the closest they could come to the right price, but it wasn't the right price. It was the wrong price because it was the right price for Chicago and the wrong price for Stalingrad.
That's the point, and that's why communism never works. You can't just set a price. It's never going to be right. It's going to be right for a second that you write it down.
Bernie Sanders. I haven't given Bernie Sanders a beating lately. He just came out and said that landlords shouldn't be able to just change their price to anything they want, anytime they want, as if, you know, people are going to jack their rents to $1 million. Somehow people are going to just pay that because they have to.
There is something that prevents that. That's called the market.
The market, the buyer. Yeah.
Yeah.
There were many well-meaning colleagues, he says, from many institutions who began to promise things about the Petro that were never fulfilled. In failing to fulfill them, they've caused deep disappointment. There was talk, for example, that ministry savings banks would convert their funds to Petros as a way of preserving their value in the face of hyperinflation. There was even talk of delivering cryptocurrency mining machines to savings banks and preserving in public employee benefits in Petros. None of that was done, and those who stayed with the savings banks in the hope that the promise would be fulfilled lost their money in the face of rising devaluation.
Amazing.
Wow.
The government also bought containers with mining machines, which were donated to universities and institutions and announced with great hype. As far as I know, most of these mining machines are not being used, possibly because of problems with the Venezuelan electrical system. Their use should, in any case, be as transparent as possible. Other colleagues mistook Petros for crypto mining, and people were encouraged to buy mining machines. There were also state officials who seized them, prevented their importation, or needed bribing to allow their entry into the country.
Oh, God.
Generating much discontent and highlighting the strong contradictions within the state.
If we could breed pigs that were smart enough to do communism but not smart enough not to, it would be hilarious to watch them and not have to deal with there's real human torment going on behind this.
Just laugh at the pigs, forget about the dying people, right.
So yeah. He then gets opinions from a so-called economist who's also a Marxist and a former minister and constituent deputy, he says.
So Keynesian.
Marxist. Keynes was completely different.
This guy even anticipated its failure, explaining the problem with any cryptocurrencies that has to build confidence in order to be supported by investors. And anyway, there's a little bit more.
855.
Pretty ridiculous.
453. This is insane when governments try to get into crypto. You're not going to see this play out just in Venezuela, but you have China coming out with their own crypto. There's going to be a lot more. 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll free number. We still got time. Call right now. You might get on the air, 855-450-3733. But first, I want to tell you about a balance of nature, because guess what? I ate 10 servings of fruits and vegetables today. I'm pretty proud of that, because that's not an easy feat. It is easy with balance of nature. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has the solution. With just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their vegetable capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of nutrition, and that is easy for a limited time. You can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. That's balanceofnature.com, discount code FTL. And I also want to take just a moment to thank Tyler C. Tyler C. is our amplifier of the evening. We wanted to take just a moment and say thank you. He is a silver amplifier. That means he's made a pledge to send $5 a month to help amp the program. What amp means is helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's what that money goes towards. And
we're not
is
accepting Petros, though. I'm sorry to say.
No Petros.
I'll take a Petro. If you can find me, I won't put the wallet on my phone. I'll put it on, like, a virtual machine running on a Linux box or something. But,
it's scary to install that software.
It really is. I haven't seen the source.
You're pretty ballsy to do
but,
that.
But yeah, if you can find a way to get me, like, a paper wallet with a Petro in it, I'll give you something for it. That would just be cool.
But again, thank you, Tyler C. If you want to find out more about the AMP program and get our minds into more ears, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we're just talking about this Petro, and, you know, I'm Ian claims there's places to go that you could actually buy one.
That's the claim. I've not seen it myself, but that's what my research suggests.
Gotcha.
It appears they're all, well, okay, Telegram would be, the Telegram group would be international, but yep. Okay, groovy.
But what the Venezuelan government really wanted to do was really keep this thing locked down so only their own citizens could, you know, have access to the Petro, to realize all the wonderful benefits of the Petro. Now, the only Venezuelans I know, and I do know a couple, they've all left Venezuela, and they're living in the United States or elsewhere.
Which makes it easier to find them.
Yeah, sure. but this idea that, you know, the cryptocurrency is going to be, you know, widely available, this gentleman,
Chavismo, someone who supports the government there.
Yeah, seems to have his doubts. And yeah.
He's been pretty critical of it.
Well, the other thing is, if you're writing, the thing about a communist country is, if you don't claim to be a communist, you don't have a job, so you're not going to be writing for the magazine.
Good point. let me go on here with a little bit more of his analysis. After a year of the supposed rebuilding from the Petro that was going to, you know, this big promises about this thing, and ultimately he claims none of the promises came true. Now, he does cite
surprise.
He does cite the sanctions, of course, that Donald Trump issued in 2018 against the Petro, threatening U.S. individuals or companies that would deal with the cryptocurrency. However, even if you were to wipe that away, the analysis given here is pretty accurate, and that is that any foreign investor, even if they're not underneath the sanctions, why would they want to buy a Petro?
Right.
And this is what he asks here. He says, if Maduro, for instance, is overthrown, what will happen to the Petro? Venezuela is a country whose government is directly pitted against the most powerful empire in human history. He goes on to talk about the dozens of coup attempts, plans to overthrow Chavez, and so he says that these plans have increased with Maduro's rise to the presidency. There are threats of overthrowing the government, assassinations, military intervention, naval blockade, direct invasion. Also, we can't forget the decline of the left in recent years in countries such as Brazil, Ecuador, Argentina, etc., which has also brought about the dismantling of many projects carried out by progressive leaders. The Petro is much more centralized, he says, than Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Its main attraction, the Venezuelan government's promise the crypto be backed by the oil in the fields of the Orinoco oil belt, is also its main weakness. The Petro's entire technological infrastructure, servers, and equipment are all in Venezuela. So unlike every other cryptocurrency, where anyone who wants to can spin up a node, and, you know, except for the Facebook thing, but that's not probably a real
that's
crypto.
That's as real as the Petro.
Yeah, but you know, although likely you'll be able to get the Facebook crypto when it finally comes out.
I would say that likely you'll be able to spin up a node if you want to.
No.
No, really? I mean, Facebook, $10 million if you want to be a authenticator on that network. And I know that...
Is that the only role on that network?
Yes. I understand this.
See, they missed a big part of the big part of the psychology of Bitcoiners.
They missed
because being
everything.
Able to do something yourself to create or earn, it's a big part of the allure.
Yeah, they didn't get anything about cryptocurrency other than crypto's trending on Twitter. So therefore, we're going to come out with one.
He says, if Maduro's overthrown, all of that will be dismantled and the promise of oil backing will disappear. Well, guess what? It's still just a promise, and I bet you it's not going to be honored if you try to go get your oil.
I guarantee.
But the government...
So, Obviously, these people didn't know how to do this. So let me just give a quick crash course in any dictators, to any dictators or anybody else who is in possession of a thing and wants to issue a cryptocurrency behind it. All you do is you denominate the thing. You don't call it a petro. You call it a barrel. Okay, you buy one barrel, okay, and a barrel is worth a barrel of oil. And when they show up at your oil field with a barrel, you give them a barrel of oil. And that's how you give them confidence in the thing. And that's how business works.
Right.
So please study it, Mr. Socialist.
I suspect that has not happened a single time since the issuing of this so-called petro.
I'll go out on a limb and say it never will.
You don't issue more of them than you can deliver barrels of oil. In a specified period of time.
He, in fact, says, what does it even mean to be backed by Venezuelan's oil wealth? It's a historical deed that the fields of the Orinoco oil belt have been assigned back to back the petro. But what an investor may ask is, if I have a petro and I want to be given its value in oil, will it be given to me? The implementation of the petro's oil backing is difficult to understand, as we're one of the first countries in the world to do this. And again, it's tied to the permanence of Nicolas Maduro in the presidency.
I sometimes invest in things, and my question would be, why in the hell am I talking about investing in Venezuela? I'm sorry, I invest in people. I would invest in the Venezuelan people.
People in Venezuela have no choice but
never in the government.
Invest in Venezuela. But nobody nobody else in the world wants to, except maybe China.
I'll put the rest of the story on our social media, twitter.freetalklive.com, toot.freetalklive.com for our Mastodon profile, and also telegram.freetalklive.com. Because there's more. He's got a few more things to say, but we don't have time.
I'm going to read it. We're going to go to the phones where we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, another piece of the puzzle. Obviously, a court case is too big to talk about all at once, so one little piece at a time, and you only got a minute left anyway.
That's all right. What's up?
But I opened up the I had them send me an email. The public defender sent me an email with a copy of the complaint that the cop wrote out after interviewing the victim. And
the victim what are you charged with?
That's the piece that I thought I'd pull out right now. They wrote it up as a New Mexico statute 30-3A-3, which is criminal offenses, harassment, and stalking. Stalking penalty.
Yeah, I can see that. So, that doesn't shock me. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So stalking consists of knowingly pursuing a pattern of conduct without lawful authority directed at a specific individual when the person intends that the pattern of conduct would place the individual in reasonable apprehension of death, bodily harm, sexual assault, confinement.
Now, this was a government employee we're talking about that you are being charged on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought this had to do with you calling a college radio station.
It does. This is what they charge. This is what
you didn't threaten to kidnap or rape or do any of those things to those people there, right?
I mean, you've never put me in fear of anything but crazy talk.
Yeah, well, I didn't threaten to do anything. I don't think.
Sounds like they have no case.
Fight.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Don't take the plea deal. Absolutely. I don't think you would. I don't think you're going to. So, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call, man. That's all the show we have for you tonight, but as Ian said, you can follow us on social media. You can find out more about this petro finagle silliness. 850.
See you tomorrow.
Have a good night.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money market.
markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.